Well, friends, it is Luke Clayton, and thank you for joining us today here on High Plains Public Radio. We're going to talk some outdoors with Mr. Larry Wysoon. Mr. Whitetail, my friend, is with us. And, you know, dove season's kicking off here just in a matter of a few weeks. But whitetail archery season's coming up real soon, not that far ahead. Thought we'd get Larry to talk about antler development or whatever kind of light he can shed on what's coming up that's going to be fun. Larry, thank you, buddy, for being with us. You want to talk some deer hunting?
Of course I do, Luke. Oh, my gracious. And you're right. This is, as far as I'm concerned, this is an exciting time when it comes to getting ready for a whitetail season or mule deer season or whatever we're looking at, because for the most part, all over the country, we're still in velvet a little bit in terms of the antlers, but they're now pointed. They're starting to harden. They're starting to dry, and it won't be long before the velvet will come off. But, you know, right now is a great time to do some serious scouting, particularly, you know, grab an old spot and scope and binocular that you have and get out there and look at some of the field and some of the distances, because chances are if you see one buck right now, you're going to see several. These bucks are in bachelor herds right now. They'll probably be that way for another, oh my gosh, 3 or 4 weeks at least. Maybe not quite that long in certain areas, but for the most part, yes. So it is a great time to scout. And the thing about it is, if you find a really big buck, whether it's through setting up a whatever you might use, we'll sit up there and look yourself or have trail cameras, those bucks are going to hang in this same area pretty much for about the next month or so. So to me, if you find a big buck right now, probably the best thing to do is to kind of stay out of that area, but also start looking to see how and where you're going to be setting up. Because if you want to try to take that buck, the chances of taking him are so much better that first legal opportunity than waiting until you get a little bit later into the fall. Because by then, those bucks have a tendency to move. And that buck that you're looking at right now, by the time regular gun season comes around, he may be miles away. So if you find that big buck, my advice is to get after him as soon as you possibly can.
Larry, that is some good advice and something that I've thought about and put to use for many years, because you know, they are in bachelor herds, and then maybe they'll start breaking up a little bit, but they won't really start rolling, moving out like they, when the rut kicks in. You know, that buck that you've been watching in August and September might in early October, he might be hitting the road going 5 miles away. He might be. Yeah, and they're pattern. Am I correct in saying they're more patternable early in the season? I think that's a good way to put
that,
it.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect way to put it. And you're right, Luke. You know, usually about the middle of October is when those bucks really start moving. And again, that depends across the country, but throughout a lot of our high plains area and even in other areas, until you get in about that second week of October, that's when they start moving and start drifting into different areas kind of thing. So if you have a bow season that starts in late September, early October, of course, a lot of people now are also using crossbows like I am. And for those early seasons, that's when you want to get after that buck as early as you possibly can before he has a chance to drift off to some other parts of the world.
True. Well, it's all coming up. It won't be long. Of course, we're in the doldrums of summer right now, but yes. It won't be long till you and I and all of our friends listening can get out there. And that, oh, I can't wait. The mornings are going to be cool and frosty, and them old bucks are going to be, I don't care if it's a buck that came from 5 miles away, but you're during the rut. That's when we see so many bucks that, you know, I'm always surprised here by the house. I shot one last year, and I monitored a couple of cameras all through, really year round. Never saw that buck. By golly, he come slipping through late season, and I know he wasn't in his peak body condition. I could tell he'd lost some weight during the rut, you know, but he was a nice one. Managed to get him right there at the last season. No telling where that buck, they travel the creeks and the sloughs around here, and he could have come from 5 miles away. Larry, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.